One state senator has refused to give up on his push to harden the state's electric grid from man-made and natural catastrophes. Find out what he's doing. It's Friday, March 31st, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
You've no doubt already heard that Donald Trump was indicted yesterday by a New York grand jury. They had a porn actress and a convicted felon as their star witnesses. When he secures the 2024 GOP presidential nomination, Trump should be sure to send a thank you note to the New York judiciary. Late yesterday, the senior staff for Democrat State Representative Yolanda Jones of Houston announced their resignation over her toxic and unethical behavior. Jones is a freshman legislator and a one-time contestant on the Survivor reality show. According to Jones's now former staff, she actively covered up her son Gio's inappropriate relationship with one of her interns and has been using her position to intimidate and silence her own staff members about the situation. Among other things, they allege she's created a toxic work environment by calling staff members all hours of the night on personal business, disparaging staff members' family, threatening to fire staff for not complying with her ethically questionable requests, and physically threatening her staff members. Sounds like maybe she took that whole Survivor motif too far. Look, I don't want to sound flippant, but this seems like a fairly typical work environment in a Democrat legislator's office. During a hearing of the U.S. Senate's Judiciary Committee, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz called out Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for failing to maintain control of the southwest border. As the head of Homeland Security, Mayorkas is supposed to protect the country from threats, including those along the southwest border. Under questioning from Cruz, Mayorkas refused to say if the conditions at the border amounted to a crisis or if the situation is placing American lives in danger. According to data from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency, the crisis at the southern border has significantly worsened in the last year.
Mr. Secretary, you have just testified to the American people you're incompetent at your job.
The senator then called on Mayorkas to resign. Here's what Cruz had to say.
Precisely. Your behavior is disgraceful, and the deaths, the children assaulted, the children raped, they are at your feet, and if you had integrity, you would resign.
Secretary Mayorkas has not yet resigned. Confronted with testimony that could challenge their thinking, the Democrats ran. That was on full display this week in a meeting of the Texas House Committee on the Judiciary and Civil Jurisprudence. The committee was hearing testimony about legislation that would extend the statute of limitations for lawsuits from individuals who were minors that underwent gender transition procedures. The measure is authored by Stephenville Republican Shelby Slauson. She reminded her colleagues that minors can't vote, drink, use tobacco, or enter into contracts until they're 18, and therefore can't consent to using these sterilizing drugs and undergoing life-altering surgical procedures. She said this necessitates those individuals having an extended period of time as an adult to consider the actions done to them as minors. Predictably, a series of LGBT activists were on hand to denounce Slauson's measure. At that point, Soren Aldaco was called up to offer her testimony. Aldaco is a Texan who began transitioning as a minor and then detransitioned as an adult. That's when the Democrats left. They didn't want to hear the damage done to Aldaco as a minor by manipulative practitioners or the trauma she's suffered since. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer put it, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. Republican State Senator Bob Hall of Edgewood has long championed legislation to protect the grid from natural and man-made threats. Following a series of near-catastrophic problems in Texas and elsewhere, more and more people are paying attention. This week, the Senate's Business and Commerce Committee held a hearing on legislation Senator Hall has been proposing for five straight sessions. To be clear, Hall's proposal passed the Senate 31-0 in 2021, but was killed in the House State Affairs Committee. This session, 25 of the Senate's 31 members are listed as either authors or co-authors. According to Hall, the legislation would force the hardening of the state's electric grid and 16 critical infrastructure systems against a wide range of both natural and man-made threats. That includes cyber attacks, malware, electromagnetic pulses, and geomagnetic disturbances. These events all have the potential to disrupt or shut down the entire grid, jeopardizing the lives of countless Texans. As a limited example, Hall points to the 2021 winter storm Uri that knocked out power for much of the state, leaving people not only in the dark, but unable to access drinking water because pumping stations had no electricity. It's been widely reported that during the storm event, Texas was 4 minutes and 37 seconds away from a total collapse of its electric grid. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Mesia Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Mesia, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
Okay, so there's a running joke among grassroots activists that the Texas House is run by Republicans. And that's also the sad punchline. According to the chairman of the Texas Republican Party, the Texas House is adversarial, his word, toward Republican voters. Matt Rinaldi made those comments in an interview this week on Chris Salcedo's Texas Scorecard podcast, The Salcedo Storm. They were discussing the differences in the way the Texas Senate approaches conservative legislative priorities in comparison to the Texas House. Here's what Chairman Rinaldi had to say.
It's like you get the sense that they're, you know, that don't like their own voters. I mean, the people who come in the primary vote Republican. I mean, there's this animosity towards Republican voters that's almost palpable in the House.
On the other hand, Rinaldi praised the leadership of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick in overseeing the Senate and helping Republican senators advance conservative legislation. You can check out the details of the stories mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Daryl Frost, Chris Salcedo, Brandon Walton, Sidney Henry, and Katie Marshall. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I hope you have a great weekend, and I look forward to seeing you out around Texas.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.